talk about what is unique to these apps that are kind of, designed for gap between the usage. So the thing is, they, by the very nature of use cases, you have like a few weeks in between the usage, right? And this is again by design or by intention of the company, and it's not the user who is limiting it. So this kind of now leads to a situation which is kind of specific to this category of apps, and it's a very interesting situation. In fact, that's what motivated us to have
Have
this
this chat.
topic. Exactly. So the thing, the way I look at it is, if you don't do anything in that time period between one use and the next use, it's kind of like a pretty long period of like silence, right? Now, if you don't do anything, I think it's a threat, because unless the app is like super important, like DigiLock, for example, DigiLocker is an example of an app which maybe does not have too many competitors. Maybe the trust value of the government app is like so high that people don't consider any alternatives. But if you imagine a situation where, let's say, it's not, there are competitors who are offering similar kind of apps. So I feel that if you don't do anything, it's going to lead to a threat that people might kind of forget about the app, and the competitors might be up to some strategies in the meantime. So this is what I feel is the heart of the topic, that what how do we take advantage of this time between this use and the next use, and actually turn that to our advantage? Because I feel that's where all the secret to retain these people lies. I think you made a great point about DigiLocker. I love that point, because it's talking about value. Although the frequency is not high, I think you're hinting at the super value of that app, so that and it's so clearly mapped to a use case that the moment you said it's like running shoes, Nike, it's like that, right? Where do I find my documents electronically? It's in DigiLocker.
I agree with you. I
Sure.
100% agree with you.
So right, I want to pick your brains on how do we now turn this inevitable gap between the two episodes of usage to the advantage of the app owner or the app marketer, to make sure that they are retained. So share with us
Yeah,
what you have.
of course. So I think there are so many aspects of it, right? Let's take While people, like I just mentioned, some of them want value. You said that so well. They're looking for value and they do that. Some people are just learning how to be digitally savvy. And so they say, okay, we'll try this app. Nahi chala to theek hai, chal gaya to okay, good. Most of the times I just do it. Third time is curiosity. People like us who are constantly in the world of tech want to know and be updated with everything that's happening. So we consume a lot also as customers while we are professionals in the world, we consume a lot as customers too. And so I think
Sure.
that our curiosity is leads us to downloading these apps that we necessarily don't use. The biggest challenge, so you have to first and foremost as strategists or marketing professionals who are struggling with understanding or optimizing the user acquisition costs or being able to maintain their strategic partnerships with their partners because there is a lack of retention and engagement. These are bigger challenges to look at, People undownload the app because uninstall the app because they're like, oh, limited usage, ye to main use nahi karta, download uninstall kar lo. That's such a common practice because they love their photos and videos more than the app that they think will add value.
Correct.
So this increased uninstall rates are also alarming. And I think that is again circles back to what value are you offering? What is it that's making you stay? This morning I was reading a book about influencing people. And very interesting that thing that they mentioned is about emotional quotient. Now we have never heard
EQ.
of EQ, yes. But we have never heard of EQ with apps. How many people have actually spoken about how an app is making you feel?
Right. Very
And
important thing, yeah.
it's so important because while you're saying app is your front face, it's basically the app is a technology that's you, that's representing you. to communicate with the customer. You're not going to be at the front and say, "Hi, my name is Krishna." It's going to be like, "Hi, I'm DigiLock." And so then it's a whole different perception. But how do you humanize that experience for the end user to say, "Yaar, isse na mere ko bada achha feel hota hai." Like you said, a very good point. With DigiLock, they have a safety. They have a security. But with other apps, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why? There's something that DigiLock is providing, right? A backbone, a strong support.
Yes.
So as a customer, you're feeling, okay, even if I'm using the app once in 6 months, whenever I require it, I trust this app.
Yeah, it's actually an emotional reason.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly my point. So it circles down back to what emotion are you offering your customer through the app?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And based on that, you're able to identify what problem you're solving for them. Now, we know about this app, very popular app called Flow, that a lot of women use.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know they have a segment of male customers too?
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's surprising, actually.
That's interesting, because think about it. You wouldn't think of it as your first instinct, but they actually do. Because if they need to learn something about their partner or anybody else in their family, this is education that they're not going to go look out for it for themselves. Like, they have to go find it, right?
Yeah.
So I found that very interesting, that a percentage of people, now you wouldn't think they're your target customers. They might not use it very frequently, but they're still using it for knowledge. So that's
like almost like a secondary purpose to the app.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about that and I said, okay, that's very interesting. So the second thing that an app should provide is knowledge, is education, is what are you offering them? You can read some blogs. It has nothing to do with them, but it is a secondary impact of how that is impacting people within their orbit.
Right.
So it's like very, very interesting. So first and foremost, I think when such strategies come up, you should definitely think about what value you're offering, what emotion you want to create. And so I want to dive a bit more into it. And as a marketing professional, it would be very interesting to think about, what's the pre-step before they actually are clicking on that download button?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think your customer is clicking on a download button?
It's a very, very big question, actually.
Yeah, nobody thinks about it. They're like, "Huh, we should have our downloads X number har mahine increase hona chahiye, itna retain hona chahiye." It's such a transactional game that you're not thinking of the transformation you're helping people evolve into. What are you doing as an app or as a brand or as a service you're offering that you're transforming people's lives?